Here we are again, another weekend just about to begin in Pittsburgh, and you've chosen to download the 90.5 WESA Social Club podcast for the weekend of June 27th, 2014. And if I may, congratulations, you've made a fine choice. Hello, I'm Josh Rawlerson. I'm happy to be with you today as I'm just back from vacation out west and raring to go, ready to do some fun stuff this weekend. What's happening in Pittsburgh this weekend, you may well ask? I don't pay attention to these things, but I know someone who does. Rachel Carlson works for Yelp Pittsburgh. She's out there every day working hard, beating the bushes, finding out what's happening so that you don't miss a thing. She's doing it for all of us. So let's find out what's on the agenda for this weekend. Rachel, welcome back. It's good to see you.
It's good to see you, too, after your refreshing vacation.
I had an awesome vacation. I get to drive out to Colorado and hang out in the mountains, which is where I feel like it was great. I got to see some old friends and camping with my kids and hiking and being up close with animals and all that.
What about the beer?
And of course the beer. Yeah, like, you know, it's, so I was in the Boulder area, which is, as you I'm sure know, sort of a mecca for beer. And every time I go there, I try to check out a new brewery. I didn't actually go to any brewery tours this time, but I had a pint at the Oscar Blues.
Okay.
Like their brew pub in Lyons, Colorado, which is a little town on the way up to Estes Park, and checked out a brew pub in Estes too, and just drank a lot of local beer. Boulder Brewing and Upslope Brewing is a new one I hadn't had before, and various other ones that I forgot, which I think is a sign that I was treated well.
I was going to say, what's the verdict then on the ones you drank?
It was pretty good, pretty good. Yeah. I mean, Oscar Blues. I've known from way back, and I'm a fan. And Estes Park Brewing was okay, and Upslope I really like, and Boulder Brewing too. I've had a bunch of. Avery is another one out there that you see a lot, or you see sometimes around here. They're sort of national. But
that's the thing I think I need to do is, and maybe it's part of Untappd, the app, and I just don't know, but downloading that and just remembering the things I drink, because that's the thing I do is I'll, not to say I drink a lot, but I'll go to these festivals and I'll be drinking different beers and I'm thinking, oh, I have to remember this.
I mean, that's just good record keeping. That's just professional hygiene for you, right?
Yes. But then I never remember because I just don't down – I don't know. I'll have to do some more research.
My friends were all like comparing their notes on Untappd. I'm like, I needed this app 5 years ago. Like I would have – I'd have this whole archive of info now and it's kind of too late. I don't want
to
start.
And maybe we need to work on it. All right. Maybe it's our goal.
Okay. Well, so I mean, I'm sure you had an exciting couple of weeks. Have you slept off the hangover from the big concert? Have you crawled out from out of the pile of trash at Heinz Field? I'm sure you were there, right? Whooping it up with the country
not
bands?
Not so much. No? Not all right. So much. Country's not my jam. I'm way more comfortable at, you know, Stage A or Mr. Smalls.
Well, you know, country music is one thing. It's a musical genre. I think what went down on the North Shore last weekend was something else.
Yeah.
not unrelated to the music, but
well, I think about it in the logical sense where you pay probably upwards of $100-ish.
Yeah, not cheap.
And then you're going to like shotgun beers at 8 a.m. and get so drunk you're not even going to remember it. Like, is that part of the $100?
Precious memories.
Yeah, precious. I don't know.
All right.
I can't really conceive it.
Moving on. To each his own, I guess.
Yes, to each his own. But if you are in the mood for some food.
And who isn't?
Yes. And some good music and discovering a new neighborhood.
Right.
You can head to the Feastival Food and Fun Fest.
Which new neighborhood would this be?
So this is, well, I don't want to say new because obviously, I don't know. We're not like Soho, West Ho or whatever, like they make up ones in New York. But this is in McKees Rocks.
Okay.
So I kind of want to compare this to Braddock, where for me personally, I had never been to Braddock before. It's obviously been around forever. They're doing this revitalization there. Brew Gentleman's there. So I ended up there. So McKees Rocks, I feel like I may have been to once a long time ago, never returned. So I think this is something they're doing to draw people in.
Okay.
And what better way to do that than food trucks?
Feastival. I like it.
And the cool thing with this is that they have a lot of food trucks that I have never even heard of, like Miss Meatball. they're going to have there, which I've never heard of. Saucy Mamas I have heard of, which is an Italian food truck. I haven't had street foods yet. One thing I'm really excited about is Sponge Sugars is a gourmet cotton candy company in Pittsburgh. And I just discovered them on Instagram, so I'm pretty pumped about
it. And they also have a truck.
I think they might have a truck or maybe just like a mobile setup that they go and travel to events.
Well, cotton candy is pretty light. You could just sort of,
yeah,
you know, carry it around, giant bags of it.
Yeah, and then just overload on sugar. But there's a lot of really great food trucks coming to this, and then there's going to be food and obviously fun. So you can head to McKee's Rocks on Saturday.
McKee's Rocks, I mean, it's interesting that you mentioned it, like maybe being the next Braddock, and Braddock, what's the analogy? Braddock's the next Lawrenceville? I lose track. But like,
probably.
But
it's probably going in that.
We've talked about Braddock coming up culturally, sort of, and it's interesting to think of McKee's Rocks as maybe being the next on that list.
Maybe.
Because I know a guy who's like with a startup theater company, and they're repurposing a space in McKee's Rocks.
What's it called?
I'm not sure what they're called. Okay. I'll give them a plug at some point, but they're brand new and they're just getting started.
Yeah.
And that's where they're based. So, you know, maybe something going on up there.
Yeah, and I think this is the perfect opportunity to do that. So then we have, which we have to move on to the beer, the Great European Beer Festival, which would obviously go well with your Tapped app if you have it. And, I mean, again, for me, I'm not really familiar with Belgian beers specifically, so I think it'd be a good one for me. Yeah, it's a whole other world for me. So they actually have Saturday from – they have three different sessions that you can do, which I like because they control it. It's in a small – it's at the Sharp Edge in East Liberty. Mm-hmm. So it's a smallish space, but they control it with selling different tickets to different sessions. So you can do the Saturday from 3 to 6, 7 to 10, or Sunday they have a 2 to 5.
Nice.
And it's $65 and sampling of all different beers that you should definitely remember somehow.
With an emphasis on the Belgians.
Yes, with an emphasis on the Belgians.
And that's kind of their specialty too at Sharp Edge, if I recall.
Yes, it is their specialty. So I think it'd be a good festival to go and discover, hopefully, your next
favorite beer. Great, and hopefully, you know, learn something about a style that maybe you're not familiar with.
Yes.
Or just, you know, indulge in one that you already know and love.
Have fun.
There you go.
So the one cool thing that I think that the tech shop does, other than having Obama there, which is pretty incredible.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Pretty cool. Is that they offer different events that you can kind of get a sneak peek at what they do because they have memberships. So if you want to come there and do projects on your own, you can buy a membership. But they're hosting different events now, and they're doing the Shred Your Threads event.
Okay. I think I did that once in like eighth grade.
I thought you were going to say the 80s.
It was a look that was in. Early 90s.
T-shirt cut off. Mm-hmm. Had like meatloaf on it or
hypercolor,
something.
Hypercolor, maybe? Come on, how old do you think I am, Rachel?
Well, you can relive your glory days at the tech shop and cut off a shirt because the crop tops are in right now.
Right, yeah. I'd like to bare my abdomen every once in a while.
I mean,
pretty hot midriff.
You can go to tech shop then because they have all these different tools and more. You can screen print there, which is really cool. And you can just check out the shop in general. And that starts at 9 a.m. on Sunday. So you can kind of get in there and enjoy the early part of your day. And
so not just like taking a scissors and doing a punk look, but actually kind of reconfiguring the clothing. Sewing it back together maybe?
Yeah, and check it because they have sewing machines too. They have
right.
everything. Laser cutters, sewing machines, screen printing. So you could really go to town.
Cool.
On All your right. threads, which I think is really cool. And then if you are not to – well, Saturday. We're skipping back to Saturday again. If you – either aren't a beer fan, maybe you want to go to the wine. Trax Farms is having their third annual summer wine festival, which looking at the list, honestly, I haven't even heard of most of these wineries. I didn't know that they were around the Pittsburgh area.
Huh.
So
yeah, I'm not up on that scene at all.
No, I mean, there's one in Carnegie. There's one in there's two or three in Pittsburgh, one in Corinsville, PA. Like, I haven't even heard of these places, so it's a cool place to check out the wine.
I think I have heard that. I mean, historically, these kinds of things in places outside of the wine-growing regions, you know, like sort of tourist areas will have a winery here or there, that, and they'll make like sort of berry-based wines
yes.
and fruit-based
fruit
wines.
Sweet.
But like, I'm hearing that there are new grape varieties now that grow in a lot of different places where the wine hasn't been produced before. So there's a lot more sort of legit traditional red and white wines being produced in places where you might not expect it. So I wonder if that's happening maybe in southwestern PA too.
And the one thing that I think is cool too, and that I think is a legit thing, is that with Pittsburgh Winery, they get their grapes from California. But they press them here.
Okay.
So all of the manufacturing,
this is local-ish,
the hard work,
yeah,
okay, is here. And you're getting fresh California reds, where a lot of the whites, like I'm a red fan.
Okay.
And a lot of the area here is whites and fruit and the ice wine, dessert wines, which are oh so sweet.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think it's a cool thing that we have wineries around here that, you know, you can get the California reds, and you can get this, like my mom, totally into the peach wine from Narcissi. So
a time and a place,
yes,
for every wine.
For everyone.
Sure.
So you can head out to Tracks, probably grab some groceries too, because they have a great market, and get your wino on.
All right. Awesome. Rachel, we'll see you out there.
I'll be there.
And that's our podcast for this week, the weekend of June 27th, 2014. Just a few ideas to get you started as you make your weekend plans. But if you've got some other ideas that you'd like to pass along, we would love to hear about them. By all means, give the Social Club a shout out on social media. Get it? See how that works? We're on Twitter. That's probably the best way to get us, at 905WESA. You can follow me at WESA Josh, and Rachel Carlson is at Yelp Pittsburgh. You can find more on the website, wesa.fm, and also yelp.com. Theme music written by Josh Mobley for Select Tracks Music, and you can follow Josh at Josh Mobley Music, also on Twitter. And that's it for this week. Thanks for downloading us again. Hope to see you next week. And until then, have a great weekend.